We are now learning a very important sugya in the Gemara about the Yichus of Bnei Yisrael for the next few days, weeks, and we're soon finishing Kedushin, which means we start a whole new subject called Nezikin. And you'll miss the days you learn Kedushin.
Soon.
No, soon. 2 weeks. Okay. Basically, that's what Tafsan of Vavav Beis in the bottom of the Gemara. Tes Ir Tavshin Ayimav. So the Mishnah gave us a few rules. Remember, I told you, whenever the Mishnah says Kol Makom, every place, the Mishnah is trying to add inclusive. The Mishnah is not going to delineate all the cases. And then the Mishnah of Ezezu, the Mishnah is limiting. The first segment the Mishnah talks about when there's no Aveda and is Kedushin valid, then over there we always go after the father. Koyin marries Yisrael, Koyin. Yisrael marries Koyin, Kohenes, Yisrael. We always go after the father. However, then it says, Kol Makom, where there is Kedushin, but an Aveda involved as well. Then you go after the pogrom, a mon kohen gadol or a kohen and a chalutza. So there we say that the child goes after the pogrom. For example, the mother was a mamzeres, so the father was a Yisrael. You don't say go after the father, go after the mother. Whoever the worst off between the two, that's what you go after. That's case number two. And then we said case number three, there's no kedushin to this person, but there's kedushin to everybody else. For example, that is arayus, your sister, your mother, whatever it is. Then the child is a mamzer. If there's no kedushin anywhere, like a shiksa or a shivcha kananis, then the children go after the mother. Says the Gemara, you start off saying, Kol mokum sheyesh kedushin. Omalei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said, Rab Yechanan. Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon Lakish. Rab Shimon Lakish said, Rab Yechanan. Kololuhu, is that a rule? The Kol mokum sheyesh kedushin. You tell me that's an ironclad rule whenever there's kedushin, ve'ein aveda, no aveda is involved. Havlad, hoylech, achar, hazocha, that you follow the man? Let me ask you a question. A geir is permitted to marry a mamzeres. A mamzer and a mamzeres cannot marry a member of the kol, but a geir or geiris are permitted to marry them. So here you have an example. A geir is a man, the mamzeres is the woman. No aveda is being done here. The kedushin is valid, and yet what's the status of the child? A mamzer. No, you just said the rule is that you always go after the father. Says the Gemara, the yesh kedushin is kedushin here, and there ain't aveda, there's no aveda, and yet havlad hoylech achar apogam, over here we go after the mother. The mamzeres. The Tanya, we learn clearly, geir shenos mamzeres, so the man is a geir, and the mother is a mamzeres. What's the status of the child? Have lad, mamzer, the child is a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, who told you our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi, even though that's the halacha? Who told you our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi? There's a dissenting opinion, and our Mishnah holds a dissenting opinion. What's the dissenting opinion? Amale mi sovrid masnitsin Rabbi Yosi. Who told you that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi? Masnitsin Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. And what's this Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar, he says, Ger lo yisem mamzeres. He holds a Ger, not a lot of marrying mamzeres. And if you learn a Ger, not a mamzeres, there's an Aved involved. And what does the Mishnah say in case number two where there's an Aved involved? Halech achar hapogum. You go after whichever one has a bigger defect. So therefore, for getting married mamzeres, our Mishnah holds. The halach, we follow the other opinion. The child is a mamzeres. We follow you. There's an aveda involved there. The yesh kedusha, the yesh aveda. What's it then? Havlad halech achar hapogum. Freddy Gemara v'nisnaya. So why doesn't the Mishnah use that? Say that? Yeah.
So when you say gelo yisam mamzeres, is he saying that it's
an aveda?
But is he saying it's like a coin shouldn't marry a grush?
It's an aveda, a love. It's only a love. It's a love. Says the Gemara, so why does the Mishnah mention it? He says it does. Where? Tana kol mokum. The same for lasui. In the second case, when it says whenever there's an aveda, there's kedushin, but there's an aveda. You go after the pogum. What's kol mokum? Coming to include something. You know what's coming to include? Rabbi Yehuda Shitta of getting married and mamzeres. An aveda is involved. The child goes after the pogum. That's one answer. Eboy, same. I can give, prefer. I can give you another answer. I can argue the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi, there was no Aveda involved at all. If there's no Aveda involved at all, so how come the Mishnah says you always go after the male and here we go after the female? Says Gemara, no. The Mishnah actually is limiting when you go after the male. Because the Mishnah, even though on one hand says Kol Mokum, which means it's including more things, it also says Ve'ezazu. By saying Ezazu, it's limiting to these examples. And not what? And not the case of Geshnos Mamzeres, where there you follow the mother. Vetana Ezazu Lemute. So you're telling me now what the Ezezu is coming to limit only these cases, where there's no aveda involved. So it is what the child goes after.
Why would you construct a Mishnah?
Because there's new because we're learning new things in both. Each one teaches something. No. This Ibai Seima says we're not following Rabbi Yosi. There's two answers. They're arguing these answers. Either we say that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore this case is included in case number two, where you go after the pogrom. It's included in the kol makom of case number two, an aveda, and but kedushin chal. Or if we follow Rabbi Yehuda, this is included in case number one, where it says ve'ezazu to limit, to exclude, where there's no aveda and there's kedushin, where you do not go after the father. So you have a choice. Says the Gemara, you're telling me the ezazu is coming to limit only these examples. Let me ask a question. V'suloi, there are no other examples where there's no aveda done, and you go after the father. What about cholol shenasa bas Yisrael? A cholol, a kohen cholol, marries a Jewish girl. What's the status of the kids in this case? The yesh kedushin is kedushin, ve'ein aveda, and there's no aveda, and havlad hoylech acher azocher. The children are chololim. No aveda was done here. The kedushin is chal, but if the father was a kohen cholol, what's the status of the children? There was a chololim. So therefore, if they're all halalim, for example, the girl, she cannot marry a kohen. So here you have another case of going after the father. Why doesn't the mission include that? In the Ezezu. Says Yigmar, halal kasha, because we already had yesterday. Right here. Halal kasha, kid Abdustoi ben Rabbi Yehuda. We're following Rabdustoi. Our Mishnah follows, there's another mission that says that if a halal marries a bas Yisrael, she's considered a mikveh. She expunges anything wrong with the husband and the children take her homes and kosher. And she herself remains kosher as well. And our Mishnah is of that opinion. So therefore, our Mishnah would hold that in this case over here, that the children don't go after the father. That's why the Ezu is coming to limit that case, not the case of the chol marrying the woman. You were thinking after the father. No. In this case, we follow the story after the mother. What about Vadi Yisroel shenasa chalala? Again, you're limiting only to these cases you go after the father. What about Yisroel marries a chalala? What's the state of the children then? The state of the children then is that 100% kosher to marry. If there's a girl, for example, a daughter, she can marry a kohen. So l'chayda, here's another example. If there's no aveda and you follow the father, why does the Mishnah mention it? In a way. So why don't we mention that? The yesh kedushin, ve'en aveda, and havlad hoy l'chachar zachar. So he says, you are.
The chalol still stays.
No. The father was a Yisrael. The mother was a chalola. And if there's a daughter, she's allowed to marry a kohen. No problem. So you want answers. Tana kol makom, it is taket. When the Mishnah in the beginning says kol makom d'reisha coming to include more, Ezezu is coming to limit, kol makom coming to include. So Ezezu is coming to limit the case of the story where the man was a chol. There you go, the man was a chol. And there we'll say that it's kosher after the mother. And kol makom is coming to include where the man was a Yisrael and the mother was a chalala, we go after the father.
Do you have another example in Shas of the formulation of a rule?
Kol makom and Ezezu.
Yeah.
Not that I can recall. Tana Kamakam the Reisha Lasuye. So Kamakam to include that. Freddy Moven is Naibahedya. Why doesn't the Mishnah already say clearly? If Gary gives examples where you go after the father, add one more example. Where the mother is a halal and the father is a kohen, you go after the father, the child is 100% kosher. A girl can marry a kohen. You can't learn it. Why can't you learn it? Heichinisne, because in our Mishnah it says, if a Kohen Levi Yisrael marries a Kohen Levi Yisrael, you always go after the father. You want to throw in this additional case where there's a halal involved as well. Then you can no longer put them all in that summary, you know, that here you were able to make it very brief. Kohen Levi Yisrael marries Kohen Levi Yisrael, you go after the father. The moment there's a halal involved, it's not so simple, because if the father is, for example, a halal, if the father is a Kohen, can't marry a halal. So you can't say Koyin Levi Yisrael Chalola can marry Koyin Levi Yisrael. It's not true. A Koyin cannot marry Chalola according to everybody. Taita says so in this week's Parsha. So therefore, Kohenis Levi Yisrael Chalola Shini Sazda Koyin Levi Yisrael Chalola Koyin Michazi Hakan Lavur Chalola marry Koyin. That's why the Mishnah let it out. And what the Mishnah is trying to be brief. One thing about Mishnah is trying to be brief. Freddy Gemara, Voika, what about the case of Rabba Bar Bachana? There's another case that we could have included. Or a case where there's no Aveda and the conclusion is Chal, and yet you go after the father, you go after not the father, but after the pogrom. You're telling me that every case you go after the father, there's another case of Ravin, where you don't go after the father. And I remember by a Mitzri, it's the third generation that comes back. So it's a big machlekes. In Amoraim, what do you mean third generation? According to some Amoraim, it's only if a Yisrael marries a Mitzri Sheni, then it's an Aveda over Menasei. But if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishon, what happens then? Is the child go after
Sheni or to Shlishi?
Yeah, exactly. The child becomes Shlishi or Sheni or third. So it's Machlekes Amoraim. So according to Rav, Rabba Bar Chana Damer, he holds. Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yechonai Rabbi Yechon. Mitzri Sheini, if it was a Mitzri, who married Mitzri Sheini, B'no Shlish Avi, that you go after the father. So the Chayri, here's another example. When Mitzri is allowed to marry Mitzri, so there's no Aveda being done. Kedushin is Chal, and we're going after the father. The other Amoraim, let's say you go after the mother, but according to Ravin, who believes, named Rabbi Yechon, who believes, Rabbi Baba Chalid, named Rabbi Yechon, in this case of the father, it would be a big chiddush for the Mishnah to mention this, because this is, not everyone agrees. The Mishnah, here's another example, you go after the father. So when that's a Tana, come welcome to Reisha La Asuye. See, every time you have a problem, the come welcome comes to add that. Nu Ravdimi, who says that, he says in this case, go after the mother. So here, the Mishnah should have said that Haki, the Mishnah say a rule that you go after the father's no aveda. Here, Mitzri, you should marry Mitzri Shein. According to Rav Dimi, no, the child is considered the mother's child. He's only a second generation. You go after the mother. So we'll say we'll go from Ezu. Exactly. Sheini Hadha, Tod Ezu, Lamuti. You're right. By Ezu, it's excluded. Freddy Gemara, Vayika, there's another case. The Chiyasar Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Be'umis, when it comes to Goyish nations, there are nations that you're not allowed to marry. Like, for example, Canaan. It says, Lezachaya Kol Neshama. We'll see anymore soon. Be'umis, Halaleich, Achar Azachar. When it comes to Umis, you always go after the male.
Does that mean a Canaanite will become a girl?
No, you have to, not allow, you have to kill them. We'll see in the Gemara soon.
If the Givonim would have come to Yeshua, so we want to make peace, we want to recover mitzvahs, without
they had that option.
So if a Kenani marries, let's say, a Parsi, that to what generation does the Kenani go? I mean, it goes according to the father. But
we're going to talk about this in a minute. This particular din in a minute. That's on the base. But almost by goyim, you follow the father, and his gaidu. Once they converted, halech achar apogum. Once they converted, you go after the one has the biggest flaw. Now the chayim will see. What does that mean? The chayim, once you convert, there's a new person. Gesher is guy. What do you mean a flaw? What pogum do they have? We'll see. So the chayim, why don't we mention? So we answer Tana Ezu Zu Lemute. So he answers yes. Two gerim allowed to marry each other, and yet l'chayit, if you're allowed to marry each other, the din should be you go after the father. How come the din over here is this? Okay, we're not worried about the umus because there's no kedushin there. But the case of this gairu with the lot of marrying, yet it says halech achar apogum. What exactly means we'll see more later. But halech achar apogum, and the Mishnah says you go after the father. But answers that's where Ezuzu comes to exclude. When it says Ezuzu, these examples of of a kohen and so on and so forth, but not the case of this gairu.
According to this poshut pshat, you wouldn't be able to learn
amen v'amenis. We'll see the whole thing. Thank you, Rabbi. Hi, Mai. What in the world is going on here?
Oh,
we're asking on this whole gemara here. Remember, you gave us two answers. One answer was that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, that says that what? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, a gate is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So, therefore, over there, why? That's why you go after it. Therefore, it's included in case number two in Komakim. But then you told me it could be our Mishnah's Rabbi Yasi, that holds a gate is allowed to marry a mamzeres. You go after the mother. It's excluded with Ezuzu. But if you follow Rabbi Yasi, exclude Ezuzu, then what in the world is the Kalmakim and the Sefer coming to include? If you follow that our Mishnah, every time it says Kalmakim, it's coming to include a new halacha. So if you follow that our Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, so the Kalmakim in the second case, where it says if you did an Aveda, even though the Rishon is Chal, you go after the mother, coming to include the case of of Rabbi Yehuda, a gay marries a mamzeres. We're going to say the child is a mamzeres. Okay, Kamakam is coming to include that, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. But if you follow Rabbi Yasi, where a gay marries a mamzeres, there is no Aveda being done. And that's included in the first case where it says Ezuzu, where there you follow the mother. So what is the Kamakam of the Sefer coming to include? Freddy Gemara. Hi, man. What's going on here? If you tell me Rabbi Yehuda, then Kalmakim the Reish. The first Kalmakim is coming to Lasri, Yisroel, Shanasa, Chalala. Every word in the Mishnah is Medik. So when it says Kalmakim, the beginning is coming to include if a Yid marries a Chalala, where there's no Aveda being done whatsoever, and over there the din would be the what? That the child goes after the father. So that's Kalmakim. That's what Kalmakim teach you. And according to Rabbi Bar Chana, who says that if the father was a Chol, and the mother was a Bas Yisrael. The child is a Cholol, so that goes after the father. Why? According to Abba Chana, the child then is cleaned out the child is cleaned out. Eizuzu lemutis. Eizuzu, nobody go after the mother that she's a bas yisrael. So Eizuzu is coming to my mind. Here's a case where no aveda was done, but we're not following the father. We're going to follow the mother. If the mother was a kosher and the father was a cholol, the bas yisrael is a mikvatara, fine. And Rav Dimi lemutis. Sorry, I read it wrong. Lasui yisrael shenas accommodation. Lasui yisrael shenas chalala with the Rabbi Bachana. Rabbi Bachana, he's the one who sorry. Rabbi Bachana is the one who says that if the father was a cholol and the mother was a bas yisrael, the child, the daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen, is a cholol. We're going after the father. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? It's included in Kol Makom. And what's the Eizuzu coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude the case of Rav Dimi and the Ravin. It's coming to exclude the case of Rav Dimi that a mitzi sheni who marries a mitzirishin. In this case, we're not going to go after the father, even though the father is a mitzirishini, l'chedesh bishlish, we're going to go after the mother. That's what Ezra is coming to exclude. And also coming to exclude of Ravin about this Gaidu. Kol Makom, the Sefer, desecrated.
Fallen status.
You've ruined, you made chulin. Actually, that's what it means. It means you made chulin. You took away the holiness of a kohen. Kol Makom to say for the second case, the Mishnah says Kol Makom coming to include which case? The case of Rabbi Yehuda la suye ger shenasim mamzeres. The father is a ger. The mother is a lot of they're not allowed to marry each other, and the child goes after the mother after the defect. That's what Kol Makom comes to include. But if you follow Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Makom the reisha kedamra. Okay, Kol Makom the reisha like we said. Rabbi Yehuda the kedamra like we said. Kol Makom to say for la suye. What is this case number two? Kol Makom where there's an aveda. Which aveda are we referring to over here? That we go a Kol Makom even in the following case with an aveda, we're going to go after the defect.
Which one asks them to marry lechatchilah?
No, Rabbi Yehuda said that the mutter to marry lechatchilah. So there's no case of an aveda. It's confusing. Sorry. According to Rabbi Yehuda, said there's an aveda perfect. So the aveda Kol Makom is coming to include where Gary marries the mamzeres. An aveda happened, and you're going to follow the mamzeres. So you're going to follow the weak one.
So the
perfect.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no aveda there. So which aveda are we trying to include in the case that is an aveda? We go after the one that has a defect. Which one? Says the back. Even according to you, you think that you're very happy, you want to go to sleep if it's Rabbi Yehuda. Tell me, you answer the Kol Makom of the second case. What about the Eizuzu of the second case? Kol Makom comes to include and the Eizuzu comes to exclude. What is the Eizuzu coming to exclude in case number two according to Rabbi Yehuda? There's nothing to exclude. Only those cases there we say we go after the defect and that's it. There's nothing else to exclude. And there aren't cases where there's an aveda and we don't go after the defect. There's no such thing. So what it comes to? Nothing. So what do you ask me, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda? What's Kol Makom coming to include? Ask a Kasha yourself. And what is the Eizuzu coming to exclude? But it doesn't bother you. You know it doesn't bother you? Because once in the Reisha we explained why it says Kol Makom and Eizuzu, so the Mishnah continues in the same pattern. So just like the Mishnah continues in the same pattern, the Eizuzu, even though there's no significance behind it, same thing with Kol Makom. The Taka is no Kol Makom, nothing to include from Kol Makom in the Sefer, but because in the beginning it says Kol Makom, it teaches you these extra dinim, so we use the same Lashon here. That's all. All the time, Mechel Rabbi Yehuda, Eizuzu the Sefer, Lomel, you need for El Eizuzu. Turn the Reisha Eizuzu, turn the Seif Eizuzu. Says the same lashon, same style. Hachanam Eitan Reisha Kol Makom, turn the Reisha Kol Makom. Gufa. Now let's analyze the last brayse we learned by Goyim. We follow the Mayo, and if in this Gaidu we go after the pogrom. What in the world is going on here? Gufa. Let's understand. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Beumis, when it comes to Goyish nations, Halech Achar Azochi, go after the man's will, go after the man. But this guy, once they converted, what in the world is going on? Here? Gemara explains. My ba'um is halecha chazocha. By a guy, what's a chiluk if the guy is a Christian or a Muslim? What do you mean go after the zocha? What does that mean? Ah, because it's not so simple. In Tanya, we learned the din is that you're not allowed to marry a Kanani. And in fact, we'll see tomorrow's going face the fascinating taste if we have time, we should do tomorrow. But we're going to learn that you're not allowed to chaya kol. You're not allowed to live. You're not allowed to live. You're not allowed to do anything with them. What about their child? What about if there's a mixed marriage? An Australian marries a Kanani. What happens then? So it depends who the father is and who the mother is. It depends if the Kanani is the father and the mother is Australian or the father is a Kanani. Rashi said the Kanani includes all seven nations. That's right here. Okay, they clearly, girls are permitted. The girls are permitted. By here, it says Leisa Chayekol, it makes no difference. Now, how does it work over here? Rashi said that everyone, because the land is called Eretz Canaan, all seven nations will live there, all called Canaan. Kenatanya, we learned Menayin. How do you know? Le'echad min umid. Let's say an Australian shebala Kanani marries a girl from Canaan, and the holy ben they have a son. Now you go after the mother, the son's a Kanani. Got to kill him. Go after the father, the son's Australian. No problem. Yeah. So what do you do? How do you know you're allowed to let him live? And you can hire him as an Evan. No, but you go after the father. Tom Malayim comes to teach you from a pasuk. It says the pasuk as follows. It says, the gam ibnei. It says the pasuk this, that the servants that you will have from the nations around you that are not from the seven nations that you have to destroy, from them you can buy an Evan and an Amma. And then it says like the following. And then next part says, the gam also. Not only from the nations to be the same. Over there, it's talking about that both parents were from outside of Israel. But furthermore, the gam mi bnei ha-toyshavim, from the people, the dwellers, ha-gadim, they live in Canaan. There are certain people living in Canaan. You can also hire them. Mehem, so gadim means they're not from there. They're not, indigenous people.
They're dwelling. They're
they happen to live there now. Yeah. Exactly. Mehem, tiknu, from then you can buy. You can buy. So Yachal, I would have thought. Yachal would have thought. Af Evitz. So we're going to assert. We say it's talking about a male outsider marries a female Kanani. The child you're allowed to let live. You go after the father. Yachal, I would have thought. Af Evitz Shibor Al Shivcha. If an Evid, let's say, has a relationship with a Shivcha, Mino Umis. The holy ben that has a son, Sha'atan Ashay the Knesset of Evid, you can buy him as an Evid.
You know, almost means external to Canaan.
Yeah.
So when he says Evid, he means the Canaanite here.
So we'll explain a second, yeah. Tamalayman Ashahalidu min Arzach, like this. It says Ashahalidu min Arzachem, they happen to give birth in your land. So we dashin min Hanoylodim Arzachem. In other words, somebody, there's a Garim, there's one person involved over here who does not belong here. He's a Gar. The other one is Hailidu Arzachem, that does belong in that land. So we're saying that one of them is an outsider, a foreigner, and one of them is a local. But not that the people themselves. Yes, if the god in Barzchem, if the male is from Canaan, and the female is from outside, doesn't help. But in other words, the neilodin is Arzchem. The neilodin is Arzchem because the father comes from somewhere else. But if god in Barzchem, which means that the mother herself, the one who creates, is also is only a god. That means the father is a local, the mother is an outsider. That we won't allow. We'll only allow if the father is an outsider and is a gar and the child is neilodim. The child taka was born here because the mother.
It's interesting when we talk about an Evid Kanani, he cannot be really an Evid Kanani. You're only talking about
that's right.
The son of an itinerant visitor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's what it means. You go after by goyim, you go after the father to determine the status whether they're Kanani or not. Then the Mishnah says, as the Rabbi Yechon said, this guy who, once they converted, halach achar apogish b'neim. What do you mean halach achar apogish b'neim? What does that mean? B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilema b'mitzri shenosa amoinis. Now an amoinis, you're allowed to marry, right? Amoini v'loy amoinis. The Isra of Amon is only amoin v'loy amoinis. So a goy converts. It doesn't matter which nation they come from. Once they convert, they're a yid. The only ones that matter is amoy and moy. But even after they converted, they're forbidden. And also mitzi, a mitzi and a mitzis by amoy and moy is only on the males, and it's also forever. When it comes to mitzi, mitzis makes no difference, male or female. Even after they convert, it's also the first two generations. Or if they're
what do you do with an amoy or moy if they take a convert? They told the base that they're from somewhere else, the chleis, and then they found out they're amoy
and moy. Yeah, I'll take it in. That was the whole thing with David Melech, because they thought he was a. They didn't know that distinction of amoy and amoy.
If they become mitzvahs, right? So does it mean that they can continue living, but they just can't marry within your community?
Or is it Akum Shoshovas? Are they Giblin and Goyim?
So we're trying to work out the Pogenshavish name. So it must be an Amoin in the Mitzi, because these are the only ones that make a difference even after they converted in their status. So look, what happened? If you're about a Mitzri who married an Amoinis, you're allowed to. My Pogum, what Pogum is? Amoini, Veloy Amoinis. There's nothing wrong with an Amoinis. It says pogam b'shnei means they both have a pogam, and you take the pogam b'shnei. There's no pogam by amoinis. What's the pogam means by the mother at all? Nothing at all. And it sounds like this guy Yerushnei, they both have some kind of a defect, and we take the worst defect. Can't be an amoinis and a mitzri. Ella must be an amoini shenasa mitzris. So a Maini has a defect forever, but only the male side. A Mitzis has a defect, whether a male or a female, but only two generations. Only two generations. So Manshach. Izach, and this is how we work it out. Izach, if the child is a male, then who do we throw it after? After that Maini, because it's a much worse defect. It's forever. We go after the father. But if it's a girl, if you say the girl follows the father, then Amayni, what's it in? 100% mutter, because Amayni v'lai Amaynis. Then we'll make the girl like the mother. That's what we mean, you go after the pogromish name, depending on male or female. Shadia basa didday after her. Dido after her. Take more right there. Koshin lo v'kedushin lo kedushin. Minu hanimili, how do you know?
So if you have a mitzvah, either a mitzvah or a mitzvah, He's got two generations that can't come.
That's right.
Right. So if you got a mitzvah, who marries a midyoni,
no,
and then they want to convert. So she has to wait the two generations. Yeah, yeah.
Mitzad the
mitzvah, yeah, that for sure. Here we're talking about the lashon is this gairu hapogim shebishneim. Sounds like they both have a pagam, but we're going to take the worst one. So we're trying to work out how can they both have a pagam. Take the worst one. You said that there's no kedushin, and you say there's no kedushin to this person with everybody else. The child is a mamzer. How do you know that the child is a mamzer from such a union? How do you know that if incest, the child is a mamzer? It says in the pasuk, the yotza, she leaves her first husband mid-baser from the house. She goes, and she marries somebody else. And therefore, she cannot marry Kravim. So we're asking that, how do you know, the fact that the child is a mamzer, we learned from Arayus already, but how do you know that Kedushin is not Chal? How do you tell me that if the child produces a mamzer, Kedushin is Chal? How do you know Kedushin is not Chal? So we know that a mamzer is because it says you're not allowed to live with your father's wife, and the next part says that you're not allowed to marry a mamzer. So we learn from there that the mamzer, that's how they create a mamzer. But how do you know in this case of here? So we're answering, it says that you can only marry a fremde, and then v'hoisa will be kedushin. So it says in the pasuk here, v'yatza beis v'hocha v'hoisa lishachad, v'hoisa means kedushin, l'cheda l'kreibim, not to own relatives. Maskel Rababa said, Rababa has a question, v'eimel, let's say, l'achar to a fremde, who told you not to relatives? Because relatives is the east of Kaddish, and therefore there's no kedushin. Maybe la'achav aloy leben. Maybe it means to somebody else, and not to only limit to her son, and that's it. So how do you know it means all relatives? And for the Gemara, ben behed yiksiv bei. He said, you know why? Because ben, it says mefedish in the Torah. It says lo yikach ish. A man is not allowed to marry. Yikach is marrying as eishes aviv, the wife of your father, which means that she's not allowed to marry. Like her son. Is achalomli, what do you know the pastor telling you you're not allowed to marry any other relatives? Which relatives are we talking about? Shmamin, all relatives that have incest. How do you know? Maybe the only one you're not allowed to marry, maybe the only one that could lose is not chal is if it's your son. And halachat chile, behadiyabed. Maybe the first part that is halachat chile, you should marry your son. A mother should marry your son. And the second pasuk is, that if you did marry, no kedushas chal. Very, I didn't see any of the shomer asking it, but there's a famous Tesis in Pesachim that says there's no such thing, and the Gemara actually, there's no such thing in the Torah chatchil b'dev. There's no such concept. It's a darbonic concept. The Torah, either it's usher or it's mutter. Most thing the Torah says it's usher, but if you did it, I will accept it. Unheard of. So Tesis in Pesachim, if you're Allah, when he talks about Hegdish and he says, Shana l'kosol akiv, he said, here's an exception. Where the Tater by Kachin would not have repeated it twice, we would have said, the Chatchila, I want you to do this in this way, Kachin, but yeah, but it's all right. But only by Kachin. And here you have right here a concept.
Well, did you have this thing that if you've got
We said that the Avoid of the Chatchila is 100% Kachin. The Chatchila, but yeah, it's 100% Kachin if he didn't know about it. This is different, but he knew if he did already, continue. But he ever means, but he ever is more than that. He did it, continue. We're not talking about what he did in the past. What's Bidi Evan? But you shouldn't have put this food into this thing yet. But Bidi Evan, if it fell into Shishim, it's bottle and what? Go ahead and eat it.
Your day of it, it's past tense. It already happened.
And then now, and go ahead and eat it because it's mutter. Where do you find that
but
in the Torah?
You're saying the coins on the Mizbeach. Continue doing whatever you're
no,
doing.
No, but you don't do that. If we say, no, we don't. He has to stop right away. But whatever he did yesterday is all right. In other words, we don't find the concept of the Torah. Okay, if you did it already, continue. You don't have that, except by Kachin. So, here, right here. The Gemara is saying, maybe the Torah don't marry. Maybe the Torah is saying, okay, it's only a half minute in the Gemara, but still, it's a half minute. That maybe you shouldn't marry, but if you did, okay, you're allowed to marry. We thought you're allowed to stay living with your son. Kabashalon, you can't. So the Gemara, the high note means other relatives, there's no kedushin. So Gemara says, lichat chile, we know from somewhere else. The Gemara doesn't dismiss that out of hand. Gemara says, we know that you're right, there's a chile chat chile, but we already know there's a third pasuk. Lichat chile says, ma chois ishanavka, we know that you're not allowed to be said by the sister of your wife, leisikach, which means there's no kedushin. And we make up a chayim, ma ducha chois ishi, your wife's sister, is only a lav. Sorry, because like tigdish, and therefore the no kedushin chayavi misses bezin with your own son, which is a chayav because she's a married woman with a son is a chay misses bezin like koshkein. Surely, that the kedushin that chatchili you shouldn't do it. So therefore, the second part, the one pasuk is for b'liyevin. The third pasuk we don't know what it's for.
So this is a woman who was divorced. And she was
aishes of no, she's a married woman. She's aishes. The Torah says here la yikach aishes aishes aviv, not when the father's dead. When the father's alive, so she's an Aishas Ish and an Aishas Aviv. So there's two things. But so we already know if Aish. Okay, so the Chayyim the Gemara say we already know. So maybe so therefore we don't need to limit only to son. Must be other else as well. Maybe we need to, no. Maybe both talking about your wife's sister. In the gufa, the chatchil don't marry your wife's sister. But yeah, and then the second part. But yeah, but it's not chal. You're right. You're right. So we know about chayisisha. Not only not allowed to get married, or if you did, the kedushin is chal. How do you know all other arayis? Yalfina, we talk a little now about chayisisha. We learn a mematzina from the wife, your wife's sister. Ma chayisisha, just like your wife's sister, your cheder. What's so special about her? She erva. She is forbidden to you. And the chayovin, I was doing the kodesh. You did amazing. You get kodesh. But I was going to go chatis. But like tofsi, but kedushin, and even with the erva, there's no kedushin. Af koshi erva, any other erva. The chayovin I was doing the kodesh was going chatis. Like tofsi, but kedushin. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Akula Asyan. Okay, we learn out all our rayas, we compare all our rayas to your wife's sister, and therefore we know that not only you're not allowed to marry, but there's no condition at all. Ela Aishas Ish, a married woman, which has nothing to do with ervas, nothing to do with incest. Or Aishas, your brother's wife, which again is not your relative. So it's not really incest. Ikal Mifrach, we can ask a following, and this is what we can ask. Maybe they're different. Maybe if you go to your brother's wife and give a kedushin, maybe she's chal. Why? Malachos isha. We're talking about even after the brother died. Malachos isha. You know why your wife's sister is forbidden chikain lein leheter b'mokam mitzah. You cannot marry your wife's sister while your wife is alive, ever. Taima be'esh is och. Yibum. There's no such thing as yibum. That if
instead of yibum.
That's right. Tema be'esh is och. Your brother's wife. She yesh lehet b'mokam mitzvah. If your brother dies, you can marry that very woman. So therefore, we see that it's easier. Eji even a married also. Ikal mitzvah malahana. All these other ones. Again, lehet b'chay yosan. Kol zman, the person that causes them to be asa to you is alive. There's no way you can be mutter. Your wife's sister. Even if you divorced your wife, you cannot marry your sister. It's only if your wife dies, never then you can marry your sister. But if your wife is alive, there's no way you can marry. Tema be'esh is a married woman. If the husband divorces her, you can marry her, this man's ex-wife. She yesh lehete b'chay oisen. So how do you know that we're machmir with these two cases also that the kedushin achal? El Rabbi Yehuda says v'teimar avunim b'nei Yeshua omakra. It says in the pasuk ki kol asher yaaseh, whoever does mikol hateivus eila, from all of these unverdikait, from all of these abominations, v'nichrasu, they should get kodesh. So what are we saying? It says kol asher yaaseh, kol hateivus, all the kodeshim are grouped together. Kukshu kol ha'arayis kulun la'chayis isha. We equate all them to the wife's sister. Ma'achayis isha le'tov sekdushin. The wife's sister, there's no kedushin. And if even with the eved, you're not married to her, says le'yikach. Av kol ha'arayis kulam le'tov sekdushin la'chayis. Just two more lines. Yihachi, if so, I feel a need a nami. How come? Okay, we'll stop here now. We'll talk about needs tomorrow.